And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how drunk you get.
Crossed over. I don't think that's very nice.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I bet there was a lot of people last night that were overindulging during that 3-hour delay.
Yeah, what time did it actually end?
I want to say around...
A little after 10, maybe, or right around 10.
Yeah.
We won, that's all that counts.
Yep.
I'm going tonight. I know, that's a rare occurrence. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 18th of October. The only reason that I give the date is because some days I don't know the date. So I'm like, what's the date today? I don't know.
But unless I look at my phone, I wouldn't know the date most of the time.
No, in the old days in radio, they'd tell you, you need to say the time, like every 8 minutes or something, tell people what time it is. Well, that was before everybody had cell phones and you know, their clocks everywhere. People don't, you don't need to watch anymore, so you don't really give the time. But I don't think most people know the date half the time.
No.
So I'll tell you the date. It's the 18th, and I'm going to the game tonight, 7 o'clock. Have to bolt out of here. I hate that. You know what? On one hand, I'm kind of glad I'll sort of be late because you beat. Have you ever gone 2 hours early and you're just sitting in traffic?
Yes.
And by the time you really get in, you go, I might as well have waited till 6:30 to leave to come down here. So you miss one inning or half an inning. It's okay. So I'll probably get downtown about 7 and grab a parking spot. And
are you going home first and then going down? Are you going straight
from
there?
That would be impossible to go. I live the completely opposite direction.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going home.
You'll be down there before the game starts.
No, there's no way. I got to meet my wife off of 40, get in one car, go down, park. There's no way. I won't even get to Highway 40 till 6:30. I can't possibly be in the seat at 7. It doesn't matter. You don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
Whoa. I'll be down there.
Once again.
Well,
you will be because you're going to go right from here straight down there. I have a rendezvous pickup.
Ooh, that sounds almost...
You know what? I shouldn't use that word because it sounds romantic. It's my wife.
Yeah.
That didn't really work. So my daughter, when she found out that I'd gotten these last-minute tickets, she calls me and goes, Dad, only two tickets? And I said, yeah, that's all I was offered. I said, if a third one becomes available, I'll call you. Here's what I think my daughter and my wife together are thinking, that at some point, if she can get to enough games, and she's been to a couple of games this year, if David Freeze can just get a quick look at her, then he'll seek her out. That's what she's thinking, because she has the opening icebreaker line, and that is, oh, David, you know my brother.
Yeah, that's right.
My son went to Lafayette High School with David Freeze.
Same class, yeah.
So she'll use that as the icebreaker.
Oh, man.
And but I got to thinking about what would it be like to be David Freeze. I can't even imagine. For looks, money,
the world
athletic
is your oyster.
Ability.
I just made that up.
What?
That's stupid.
I know.
It doesn't even make sense. How can a world be an oyster? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know.
That's never going to catch on. But what'd that be like? And so then today I watched this story and they're interviewing Patrick Dempsey. You know who this guy is?
Yeah.
McDreamy or what?
I do not believe he's McDreamy.
You don't like his look?
I don't like the long
hair. Hey, look who's here, Missy Miller.
Hey,
hi, Missy.
But David Freeze, yeah.
You like his
I
look.
Think I'll use that same line.
That my son.
Yes, he's going to.
Hi, David. Yeah. Frank's son knows you. And he'll go, Frank, who? It doesn't matter. Marry me.
What must that be like, though, to have women just.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about what it's like.
Yeah, what is it like?
I went through my years of it, country radio.
But it's
years.
Possible for your daughter to be at that age. She's about the same age, right?
Yeah, what is he, 27?
I would guess he's 25, 26. Yeah, 26.
I remember being that age and going to a hockey game or going to a baseball game or a concert and thinking there would be a chance for me to, you know, just an encounter. You just
throw
think,
yourself
out. No, sure. not that way, but you just, you always think that's possible. I think when
well,
you're
I
young.
News for you, with you, there would be a chance.
Yes.
But when you're older, you
if
realize.
If I saw you in the crowd, I'd go, yeah, hey, you got a chance.
But
older,
it has happened.
You're not.
I have to say, I was
even...
pulled up on stage at a Prince concert when I was 16 years
by
old.
By Prince?
Whoa. By Prince.
Get out of here.
By Prince, and given a purple tambourine.
And you were taller
you still
than
have
him.
It?
I still have it. I still have, and
yeah, you were 2 feet taller than Prince, and you're 5'2".
But they had, they brought a guy on stage, and Sheila E. did a dirty dance to him, and it was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that live or on stage. But it was just an interesting.
What does
thing.
That mean, dirty dance? What did she do?
He sat.
Describe it.
Describe
it.
She sat him on a chair, and she just danced and danced around him.
Dirty.
Sat
she
on.
Danced around him.
But it was. I mean, it was the first time I'd ever seen anything.
Can you be more descriptive? What did she do?
She grinded on him.
All right,
she
now
just.
You're talking. Now you're talking.
Oh. Can you demonstrate?
I have to leave
I'll be. I'll be Prince.
I don't do well as.
No, it wasn't Prince. They brought a person on stage.
Oh, okay. I'll be my guy on stage. I'll be that guy. I looked at this McDreamy, this Patrick Dempsey, and I just thought, what must your life be like? And you have to get up in the morning, and it's not the same for women. You know, Missy's a really nice looking girl, but women, I think it's some women are just naturally cute or pretty or beautiful or hot. But others who are marginal, if they work at it, change the hair, change the makeup, the right clothing, they can cross over into that hot
category.
It's not that easy for guys to do. We can't do it.
No, what do we,
We don't have a lot to work with. We don't have all the makeup on.
I mean, I can't.
Well, Joe Hipperson does.
I can't flop my one thing.
In
my,
public, you'll get arrested.
My huge Weezer. That's my one,
you'll get arrested.
Just get on a treadmill.
But I just think that. If when these guys like Clooney or Patrick Dempsey or when they're being interviewed by any woman, the women they get all giddy and goofy and they'll say things about them being so good looking, and I hate it when they go, oh, you know, come on now, why don't you just say, yes, I am really good. I know that doesn't sound good, but it's, you have to know it. You got a mirror, you shave, you know you're good looking. So Freeze, the plan is for my daughter to, I guess I'll just go come right out with Mary David Freeze, and then I'm set.
Hmm.
You're trying to sell your daughter?
No, I'm not trying to sell her. That's slavery.
It's like a dowry?
Don't worry, she would do that herself, but it's like years ago, and I told the story, my daughter and a friend of hers went to see Tim McGraw. Did you hear me say?
Oh, wow.
You like Tim McGraw?
Man.
I love Tim McGraw. And he's not good looking on his own. If he was walking down the street, I wouldn't think he was good looking. But after he sings and his personality and his smile, that's what women love.
Wow.
And he has Faith Hill. Mama.
So she goes to this concert, and the other dad took them, but we were assigned, we'll pick them up. So we go out there and we pick them up, and they get in the car, and I have never heard, they were going on. And then my daughter says, Dad, he looked at us. I said, it's the amphitheater. He couldn't possibly. Oh, no. He was looking right at us, which is virtually impossible.
That's what I was talking about. When you're, I think, a woman, I think the same. I used to think the same thing when I was young. I felt like when somebody was playing hockey or if there was a concert, they were looking at me. I mean, that's
in your case, they
feeling
were.
I thought,
well, they were. They might have been.
But I would get that feeling. Now I'm older, and I know
that. For people who can't see you lost it years ago.
Yeah. You've hit the wall, Missy. Sorry to tell you that.
You had your day.
But I did. I had that hope. I know what she's talking about. I know that feeling. And when I think a lot of girls leave the concert, they think Justin Bieber's looking at them. And they really do.
Wow.
I do.
What is it like to be a guy walking around knowing that women hope you'll just look at them?
Yes.
Wow. Most of us are just on a daily basis hoping we don't get slapped or told they're going to call the police. Stop looking at me, I'm going to call the police. Oh, my goodness. So tonight, I doubt that I'll, you know, get an opportunity to get Mr. Freeze's attention. And go, oh, have you met my daughter? But then you start thinking about it. Is that a good thing to have a son-in-law who's famous? I don't think it is. Who's famous and rich and travels and an athlete. I don't know the guy. And
but
maybe
some
he's
are
a really
faithful.
Decent.
I mean,
maybe he's a decent, good guy. But I got to tell you, going in, I guess all you can hope for is if it doesn't work out, she needs to grab her half.
Yes.
And then move on and support daddy and mommy for the rest of their lives and find, you know, somebody who is a, more of a stable husband. And he may very well be.
And he's going to cash in soon, but he's not even making that much money now. I mean, baseball-wise, I think I looked at his salary the other day, and it's only like $482 or something.
Oh, I don't want him for son-in-law.
No.
I didn't know that.
Well, no, you got to wait. I don't know when his contract's up, because his next one, he's going to cash in big time. Yes.
You do have something. PR is a big thing for David Freeze, and you could mess that up, so he could just be afraid. For a while,
afraid
too.
Of what?
Afraid of the
afraid
PR
of
part. So, as a father-in-law, I think it might work. And a good person is a good person.
I think what you're saying is he's afraid that he might be associated with me.
No. That would be great. I think if he started dating, you could keep him on his toes.
His managers advise him, stay single, stay single,
No. If he married your daughter,
yeah,
you could keep him on his toes about being a good person.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think I'd have any say in that. He either is or he isn't
a good person. I agree.
One or the other. So, Burke segment. Does anybody have anything?
I have one thing. Didn't you go to the ball game last year around the playoffs?
Yes, I
and
did.
And fell?
Yes.
Wow.
I did fell right out of the street.
Oh, that's right.
It was the game six. It was that incredible game six.
Where all the people after the game were out celebrating
and yelling and hooping and hollering. And I got knocked down. I missed a curb because it was so crowded coming out of the stadium. You're shoulder to shoulder. You can't see. And I didn't see the step down. And I hit the deck on my back out on the middle of the street. It looked exactly like a drunk. And I wasn't drunk. I'm not a drunk, but it looked just like that. Yeah. It landed in the street. And I will say that rather than get trampled and stepped on by people, couple of people, reach down, pick me up. Are you?
I thought you were elderly. Elderly man.
And then took your
wallet. I hope you didn't break his head.
I forgot about that.
They took your wallet then.
I heard David Carruthers was there, and he was reporting. That's what I heard.
Well, you really are a hardcore listener, because, and I was offended because Carruthers referred to me as that thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And,
brothers, I think, reported.
Well, they did. The Carruthers brothers were at the game, and they filed a report for the station, and I was upset that the station aired it because it really made me sound like some kind of building or just thing that fell.
And the newest brother, there's a fourth brother that's part of the reporting team now.
Right.
What's
there's
his name?
David Carruthers. There's Danny Carruthers. There's Daryl Carruthers and Donnie Carruthers.
Mm-hmm.
And David Carruthers filed this report after I fell.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Under that thing. I don't appreciate that.
That's terrible.
Now, Danny Carruthers also filed a report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
People fall a lot after the games.
Yeah. And Daryl Carruthers filed a report.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Wow.
Meaning the way I hit the pavement, and he was the most accurate.
It
was, No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, no, that's not what
major
I
mean. Blow, meaning I could have hit my head. I could have hurt
you
myself.
Fell hard.
I thought you lost your pants. I thought that's what
that
came
you fell
out.
Hard.
No, I didn't lose my pants. But you're dirty. You got a dirty mind. I like it. And then Donnie Carruthers, the newest member of the team, it was his first night on the job that night at the game when I fell, and he filed a report.
It's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
The reporting team of the four Carruthers brothers.
Wow,
that was good, Missy.
They're quite a team. You are. You remembered that.
I did remember.
Good for you.
I'm a good listener.
Boy, it's really bad lately, though. I mean, I think we've had five within the last year or two people dying falling off the escalators at different stadiums. I mean, there's been it's usually people, you know, having, you know, too many beers or whatever and because those escalators get crowded after the game's over. And, yeah, there's been like five deaths, I think.
Well, I'm not going to miss the curb tonight, I'll tell you that. I did that once. I was very lucky. I didn't just crack my head open on the pavement. But we were trying to and this is funny itself. I was trying to run for a cab. We had a LaClean cab. We had a LaClean cab that we had taken so we could just drop off and go to the game. The problem is when it's over, getting to the cab.
Right.
Because they won't let cabs just, if a cab driver tells the cop, I need to pull right up to the stadium and pick this guy up.
Especially a playoff game.
Yeah. No, they won't let you do that. So we had to go three blocks to a place where he could pull over in the cab and wait. And then that's when I fell because I was trying to make sure I got to him before. Because after a while, they make everybody move on. They won't let you sit but so long. So we'll see how it goes tonight. I just hope they win. That's the big thing. Burke segment. Did we establish if anybody has anything?
That was mine.
I don't think so.
That's
just
it?
Throwing that out
I'll
there.
I'll say something.
Missy, what do you have?
Last night, I have a 3-year-old, and I don't know if you remember having little ones that things disappear in the house. We could not find the home phone.
I remember now having things disappear in the house.
Yeah, they disappear. Yeah,
they come and visit, and then they leave, and things are gone.
Well, we could not find the home phone anywhere. We've been looking for a couple days.
What do you mean, like a cordless phone?
Yeah, the cordless phone. So I looked in the trash last night, the big giant trash can. Right. My daughter must have thrown it away at some point. So then I started looking around the house. We have my aunts in town, and she put my nephew or my cousin's tennis shoes in the freezer. She just does random things. You know, the 3-year-olds, that you just find things in weird places.
Well, hang on. I don't think that's normal behavior. My kids never put shoes in the freezer. They never threw a phone in the trash. I'd put this kid up for adoption.
Oh.
No, seriously. I would. There are a lot of people looking for kids to adopt kids.
Yeah.
They'll give her back.
So you found the phone?
We did find the phone. It was disgusting, but I found it.
I had a buddy who, most people remember what VCRs are, and the video tape player. And then a friend of mine, his son took a sandwich and shoved it in the slot where the tape goes, and it was like a peanut butter sandwich. It ruined the tape player. It just oozed peanut butter and jelly inside the thing and it destroyed it. And to a kid, that looks like a sandwich slot.
Sure.
It looks like a toaster. You know, you see mom or dad put toast in toaster. Well, the video player looks like a toaster on its side. I think I'll shove my sandwich in there and see what happens to it.
Oh, speaking of toasters, I saw this online the other day. I think you can buy this places. I'm not sure what site through, but it looks like the, what do you call the paddles, the resuscitation paddles?
The defibrillator.
Yeah, but it's a toaster like that. There's two slots, and you stick the two. I guess they're like griddles on the bottom of them. And you just set it right.
Clear!
Yeah.
What do you want for breakfast? Toast?
Clear!
That's a good idea. That's it. Burke segment officially closed. Yeah. I want to talk to this guy because I saw the pictures. What the heck?
Uh-oh.
What happened? You had him on hold. He's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go, Dan. Dan right, Strauss, everybody.
I'll call him right back.
Give Dan's jingle. Sometimes we forget to play Dan's jingle to remind you.
Dan Strauss.
Yeah. Hey, he's there.
Well, he wasn't there when I hit the button. It was gone. Let's try it again. Johnny, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I saw the pictures this morning of the three thugs that broke into your place and stole the cars. They got them.
Got them.
How about that Florissant police? Huh?
Yeah.
Are they the best? Are they the absolute best in coordination with St. Louis County, North Precinct? They are they're rock stars. They're unbelievable. I told you earlier, I think when we were talking, that they picked the wrong place to mess with. And they shouldn't steal from anybody. Get out there and get a job. Go to school. Get an education. Make a living. Don't take my stuff.
Yeah.
Because I got law on my side, baby.
Especially a GM dealer. You have OnStar.
John, say hi to Missy.
Missy?
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Have you got to meet
Missy
yet on the phone?
I'm a fellow hockey mom. Well, you're not a hockey mom, but I'm a hockey mom.
Yeah. No, I am not a hockey mom. Thanks, Missy.
You're a hockey dad.
Thanks for noticing that. Just by talking to me. But Mimi Longoff's a hockey mom.
Hi, Mimi.
No, Mimi's not there.
Oh, no, Mimi's
she's
not here. Listening.
Missy's blonde. You need to know that because she'll say things and you'll wonder, boy, she sounds blonde. I'll just tell you she's blonde. Now I read the article and I loved your everyman comment because I think this is what anybody would say. I don't like people taking my stuff.
That's
that was
good.
Your quote.
I
love that quote.
The truth. I got to tell you, when I got that call from Tim Lee and Bruce Weiner, our service manager of about 29 years, and Timmy Lee, one of the greatest guys, helps run our used car operation, they get here early. I don't think either guy sleeps. I really don't. Because they were here probably, Timmy gets in about 5 o'clock, 5:30, and same with Bruce. And that was the key, was being able to catch it that early. We probably missed him by 30 to 45 minutes. And, getting police, the Florissant PD up here immediately with the crime scene unit, got some prints, and OnStar got the vehicles. So is absolutely, and Frank, you know me pretty well. Most of you do. And I got a temper. I don't show it. I'm a very nice guy. But if you mess with me and you mess with my family or anything, I get mad. I get really mad. And Friday, I tell you what, I was steamed. I was about as mad as it gets. But, I knew that the Florissant PD, Tim Lowry, and the whole crew, that they would get him. And congratulations to him.
Now, I didn't realize till I read the story that they got in the dealership. They trashed some office space or something. Did they besides stealing the cars, did they mess some other stuff up?
Yeah, they broke into the service department by breaking a couple of panes of glass, broke the full pane of glass in Bruce's office, which is an enormous piece of glass. Glass everywhere around here. Stole his computer. And just got in and ransacked the cashier's area. And just not only that, and then with the crime scene unit being here, we couldn't open up for operation. So we're working out of another facility, inconveniencing our customers, having to do everything we could to make sure that they still had somewhat of a positive experience, which is tough, okay? Glass everywhere, police officers everywhere, working as hard and as quick as they could to get the prints they needed so that they could get out and we could start running running the business.
Now, here's what I want to know.
And Chief Carabas also. Chief Carabas retiring at the end of this year. Unbelievable many, many years in law enforcement at Brentwood and now in Florissant for many years. And Timmy Lowry taking over. I'm telling you what, don't mess here in Florissant. We got some great, great people watching this town. And don't mess with anybody's stuff.
Hang on. Here's what I want to know. And we're not going to know this for a while, but I hope we remember to follow up on this. I see their ages. Two of them are 18, one's 20. And I'm real curious as to what's going to happen to these guys. My guess is not a whole lot. It depends on my previous records, but it seems that too often it's the case that slap on the wrist, pick up some trash, tell them you're sorry, probation, and you're on your way. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. This is a felony.
They've done too much damage. It's in the large dollar amounts, breaking and entering, burglary, we will stand right alongside. The Florissant PD and the county guys, and we'll prosecute because that's what anybody deserves when they steal.
Well, we'll see. Maybe, unless a real, real good attorney gets up for them and says, these young men have abusive homes and never had a chance in life, and, that sob story starts, and that'll all take a year or two. We'll see. I hope you're right, because we don't do a good enough job
We were the second dealership they hit. They hit another dealership for multiple vehicles, 11 plus, something like that. They used one of those vehicles to break through the gate in our service department, and then they just left it here.
Yeah, prison.
And they were going back and forth from from here in the other dealership down into the city, selling the vehicles, and then going back for more. It was just a heyday. So, let's talk about some AM and the PM folks, huh?
Let's do. Go ahead.
Let's go. Gary Lauderdale. Gary Lauderdale from Warrenton, Missouri. You know how many dealerships Gary drove by to come to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet?
17.
AM and the PM?
17. 17 dealerships.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'm not kidding. It'd be at least that many. It'd be at least that many.
I think it's 21.
Okay, 21.
I don't know what it is.
The Lauderdale.
I know it's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Gary Lauderdale and... Richard Dottie came in and bought a pre-owned vehicle from us. So business is good. It can be better. But the one key thing is always getting to meet your listeners is a real joy. I love to meet them, love to shake their hand. and let them know that they're shaking the hand that has shook the hand of Frank Opinion many, many times. What?
I could, I don't think I could have even said that. Complicated sentence.
Are you trying to say that I was able to say something pretty quickly?
Like a tongue twister, almost.
Yeah. You mastered a tongue twister. Good for you, man. So where did you just came back from somewhere. Where were you?
Boston, for some meetings.
Boston. Never been there.
Tell you what, and there must be a holiday period in Europe because there are a lot of Europeans visiting. And, like, there was a group of, like, 15 people, you know, few couples and their kids. And they, I think they were from Norway or Sweden. I think they were Danish.
Sweden?
That's Sweden.
You know, that's probably correct. No, that's probably the correct
one. I mean, you know, and this bartender, we went to Cheers one afternoon. And this bartender named Lisa, and she was just unbelievable. I've never seen anyone work the house and work the group, and then she knew all about the sports. We're watching multiple football games. She's up on all the players, and then, you know, she's got that Boston accent, you know?
Whoa, that sounded like Mike Ditka.
No, it didn't.
It did.
No.
Boston accent, you know.
There's a little bit of a difference between a Chicago accent and the Boston.
They have Ditka dogs up there in Boston.
Clam chowder.
Is that, remember that guy used to do the Pepperidge Farm? Pepperidge Farm? Yeah. Is that, that's the Boston thing, isn't
it? Let me hear your Boston accent.
I don't do one.
Yes, you do.
I've never the Kennedys.
Well, I used to do the Kennedys until they stopped. Well, they stopped talking like Kennedys, though.
They did not. They still do.
No. Now, Ted Kennedy, before he died, he had lost that. There was a time when all the Kennedys sounded exactly like this. They had a way of speaking, and they all sounded like Robert, John, and Teddy. And then over the years, they lost their accents.
Now, that's amazing.
Thank you.
I would have sworn one of the Kennedys were in the studio.
You know that in my heyday, as a good Kennedy impersonator, I actually pulled off pretending to be Ted Kennedy to a lawyer in Clayton. A friend tipped me off that he was a big contributor and fundraiser, and he campaigned for the Kennedys. And Ted Kennedy was in town, and he had a layover at Lambert. And I called this guy, and on the phone,
you're terrible.
No, when his secretary answered, and I asked if Robert was in or whatever his name was, and she says, "I'm sorry, he's in a meeting." I said, "Would you deliver a message for him to inform me, please? Would you just tell him a Senator Ted Kennedy called?" And she said, "Oh my goodness, hang on." And she gets this guy out of a meeting. He comes to the phone, and I said, "Robert." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Senator Ted Kennedy." He said, "Oh, my goodness, Senator." And I said, I just want you to know that my family is well aware of all the work you've done for not only me, my brother Bobby, my brother John. And we are greatly appreciative of that. If I had more time in St. Louis, we would have a lunch. And I just wondered if next time I'm in town, we could have a dinner together." And he said, "Oh, Senator, absolutely." And he bought it hook, line, and sinker. He called my buddy who set it up to tell him that Ted Kennedy had called. He was on cloud nine, this guy. And I was in the room when he called, and my buddy said, "You really, Ted Kennedy called you?" He said, "Honest to goodness." He said, he just called like 3 minutes ago. I can't believe it. And my buddy said, "Well, did he sound something like this?" And he hands me the phone, and I said, "Robert, how are you today?" And this guy was so mad. He was so mad. I can't even repeat the names that he called my friend. But that
and
was
you, probably
that was when I was in my Kennedy heyday. But they stopped talking like that for some reason. I hated it.
Well, you haven't though.
No, I maintain the Kennedy accent. But Boston, I've never been to Boston. I went to Cape Cod. That's as close as I ever got because my daughter worked at a summer camp 2 years ago, and it's strange up there. That part of the country is strange.
Why do you say it's strange?
Well, it's like you're in another country.
It's gorgeous up there.
Well,
I mean, first of all, if you are any bit of a historian,
I'm not.
of you know our country,
I'm not.
The foundings, the beginnings, which I just would say this right now, that if you know the George Washingtons and the John Hancocks and the Benjamin Franklins and the Sam Adams.
Hang on a minute. John, hang on a second. Hey, stop laughing because he said Hancock.
Yeah.
I know why you're laughing. Because a part of the word Hancock, okay? Knock it off.
I'm sorry, John. Hand's not very funny.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah. It's not funny.
I agree with that. Is that Missy again?
Missy, that's Missy, yeah.
I got to tell you, I mean, everywhere you turn, there's another historical building.
Oh, I'm sure.
Statue. I mean, come on. It's a beautiful. Why do you say it? You said you've never been there.
I have no reason to have been there. I've only been to Washington, D.C. one time, and I don't care if I never go back.
Why?
It's too crowded.
I need to go.
Too many people.
You just don't like people.
Too many people walking around in crowds, standing in line for stuff. I don't like
it. Well, I don't stand in line for anything, but I mean, you
well, you're John Lund.
VIP.
You're John Lund.
No, no,
I'm not. VIP tag.
I'm nobody. I'm just a car dealer.
I don't know.
If there's a line, I'm like, me, I look at Mimi, and she's like, I know, but we're not standing in line. We'll find something else. We'll go find another pub.
It sounds to me like this was a pretty heavy work trip. Pubs, watching the game.
Yeah.
Cheers. Bartenders, cheers bar. Going to see
historical thing. First of all, we went go up on a Saturday, and then meet a group of dealers that are also in this our 20 group. And
you got beeped
and then
up.
You got Sunday afternoon off, and then the meetings start Sunday for a quick get-together. Then they are pretty intense, 7 a.m. till about 1 in the afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Who was the biggest Chevy dealer at this meeting? Which dealer was like the biggest?
Well, I'd like to consider that we are.
Good answer. Good answer. All right, we're way out of time. That's my fault. Would you like to give a phone number?
2012 Camaro for only $21,900.
He's going to sneak.
2012 Camaro. I got to sell something $21,900 to pay for this spot. 2009 Cadillac STS,
ooh,
white diamond.
Ooh.
Only $23,900. 2009 Cadillac STS, white diamond, 33,000 miles for only $23,900. And here you go. 2008 Pontiac G8, magnetic gray metallic.
Ooh.
Only $8,900. The $21,900 for 2012 Camaro, 1LT, black, automatic, loaded up. 2009 Cadillac STS, white diamond, $23,900. 2008 Pontiac G8 for only $18,900. I'm out of breath. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270, Washington, Elizabeth exit. And did you miss me?
Sure, of course we did. You folks listening, those Pontiacs he mentioned, you better jump on that, because if they get away from you, you're going to find yourself going, wow, I could have had a G8.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See what I did?
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that.
No. Not everybody wants to, but not everybody can. You're right.
All right, we're out of here. Missy, say bye to John Londo.
Bye, John.
Bye, Missy.
All right, we'll talk.
Bye, Frank.
We'll send them. They're on the way.
Bye,
thank
everybody.
You, John. You
bye,
too.
John.
Bye-bye.
Great talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
I've never even been to Springfield, Illinois, to any of that Lincoln stuff. Or to
I have been there.
Or to what is it, Quincy? Where all the Mark? What's Hannibal? The Mark
I went
Twain.
To school. Yeah.
Oh, love Hannibal.
I went to school in Quincy.
All that Mark Twain stuff. I that's not that far away.
No,
I've just never wanted. I think I'll go see all the Mark Twain stuff or Lincoln. I just I don't know.
I'm with you, Frank.
I was
don't
a
like
bad student. I really was. We have to take a quick break, but we're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me. It's time to take a look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank.
Thank you, Missy. You got a stop-and-go stretch of traffic this afternoon up in North County. 270 eastbound between 367 and the Chain of Rocks Bridge, mainly due to that construction where you lose a lane on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Stop-and-go as well, southbound on 270 in pockets between Page and Highway 40. It's a slow stretch as well south of there between, looks like Gravois and Tesson Ferry down in South County. Stop-and-go this afternoon, 70 eastbound between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. Those express lanes are closed. There's also a stall on the right shoulder at Grand. Still working with that stall, I should say. They've gotten the accident out of the way up in North County, 270 eastbound. That had been at McDonald. And it's a pretty good run out of the city westbound on Highway 40 as you make your way past Hampton and Kings Highway. A little bit of a heavy pocket coming down the hill from 270 to Mason Road. This update is brought to you by Subway. This October at Subway, get a free 6-inch sub of your choice when you buy any 6-inch drink and sub before 9 a.m. Hurry in to get your free sub. It's only in October, only at Subway. Eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Victoria Babu here, and this Saturday at 1 p.m. on my show, Do You Believe in Heaven? I'll talk with a doctor who personally experienced what heaven is like and says there is life after death. Dr. Mary Neal's bestseller is To Heaven and Back, plus local weight loss coach Charles D'Angelo and why his St. Louis clients will be on national TV, and U.S. soccer star Heather Mitz with her tailgating tips.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine, and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer, too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair, not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
We've all been there, wanting to call a cab, but not wanting to wait for one. Well, thanks to ABC Checker Cab, that problem is now solved. You see, ABC Checker Cab relies on technology. They have more technology in their cabs than any other cab company combined. What they do is they have GPS in all of their cabs. The dispatcher back at the home office knows where all the cabs are and where they're going and where you are. And through software and through GPS systems, they can dispatch a cab to you faster so you get to where you're going faster. So no longer do you have to wait for that cab. When you call 766-RIDE, that's ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, the cab will get to you faster and you're going to get to where you're going faster. You need a cab? It's as easy as ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and save the phone number for the next time you need a cab. It's ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more. At an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to metroelectricsupply.com.
Only the Home Depot has solar LED motion-activated security lights by Defiant for just $79.97. The days are getting darker sooner, so brighten things up anywhere with an automatic outdoor floodlight that will give your home a sense of security and your guests a sense of where they're going. Show them the light with a Defiant solar LED motion-activated security light at just $79.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join me and my partner John Shea as we take the Inside Out Show on the road to the Great River Road Chestnut Roast this Saturday, October 20th at Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri. There'll be food, arts and crafts, demonstrations, fun activities for the kids, and of course, fresh roasted chestnuts. The Chestnut Roast starts at 10 a.m. with our show starting at 11 a.m. See their website at fknursery.com. We hope to see you there.
Big story in the news today, and I don't know if it's true, but apparently somebody says that O.J. Simpson kept the knife that he used to kill Nicole and Ron Goldman, and he's trying to sell it to some secret collector for a whole bunch of money, and then, put the money in the name of...
I killed Nicole.
Yeah, we know.
And Ronald Goldman.
So I don't know. We'll see if there's anything really to that, but... I got to thinking about something, and I'm surprised he never mentioned. You know that Steve Cochran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran was his dad.
Really?
Do you know
Whoa.
That? That's a true story. That's a true story.
Yeah. I did not know that.
He never talks about that.
No.
I have a question with the knife.
Sure.
Do they not know the size of the knife? So somebody could buy it, and they could match the two up, correct?
Match what two up?
They know... what the knife looked like by the, I guess, the insertion marks.
Right.
They can put two and two together.
So what? You can't try him again.
Yeah.
You can't try him again.
Well, he's in jail anyway, right?
I mean, if he weren't, you can't try him. Double jeopardy. You can't do it. He's been tried. He can't be tried again.
What a
he could come
dumb
out right
law.
Now. He could come out right now and say, oh, you know what? Okay. I killed him.
I killed Nicole.
Yeah, we know.
And Ronald Goldman.
Yeah, but you haven't told the rest of the world. You just told us. And there's not a thing they can do. And I agree with you.
Why is that even a law?
That seems insane to me.
Yeah. That's just
if you
dumb.
Murdered a classroom full of kids and you somehow got away with it, and then once the trial is over, you go, yeah, gotcha, I did it, and you just walk. That doesn't
it's
seem
weird.
It's like statute of limitations. I don't get that either with some things.
Process.
How could it be that if some amount of time has gone by, it's any worse, that somehow it's not as bad anymore or not relevant anymore?
I always thought it's weird that pretty much every case that goes on in a courtroom, one of the lawyers is almost lying, right? Because both of them are saying they both can't be true, right? What the lawyers
are
saying.
That's one way to look at it. You know that one of them is lying. One is saying my guy is guilty, and the other one's saying that guy is not guilty. So one has to be lying.
It's just a goofy process.
Professional
liars.
That I guess you could look at it that way. I'm probably, this is not going to serve me well later tonight when I talk about this, but I've mentioned many, many times my wife does not cook. Last night I got home and there was a crock pot. This is something that cooks itself.
Right.
She just tossed some stuff in a crock pot, plugs it in, and leaves. And then all day it kind of simmers, and then you come home, help yourself, and whatever's in there.
Is it like stew or something?
I don't know what it was.
But
was
you
it
still
good?
Walk into
no,
the flavor.
It wasn't good.
It still wasn't
something.
Good?
You walk into the flavor of something in your house, though.
No,
even
with not my house, no.
With the crock pot.
No, the crock pot lid was on. You couldn't smell. And I don't know what it was, and it looked like it was good, but it wasn't great.
She managed to even mess that up?
Yeah, messed up a crock pot, dude.
I'm like your wife.
And my point is this. I walk in, it's sitting on the kitchen counter in the center island, and you don't need even a kitchen for that. You could plug a crock pot in and set it out on your deck, mm-hmm. and garage. You don't need. So we have this kitchen, and it's a nice kitchen. Thompson Price did the kitchen, but we've yet to really need the oven or the cooktop or
the microwave. Gets a lot
we use
of
that
use, right?
All that microwave. I told him, I said, whatever you do, put the best microwave in the market. Put that in there because we'll use that a lot, heating up stuff from your carryouts and doggy bag stuff from restaurants. I don't know what you use your kitchen for, how much. There are actually households where the couples both cook. He cooks and she cooks. I can't even imagine coming home, bringing a bunch of fresh celery and tomatoes. And okay, we're going to get a cookbook. We're going to make together. We're going to make a gourmet. I can't imagine one of us doing that, much less both. But there are people that do that. And I mentioned the other day that to me, when I go in the house and I see pots and pans hanging from the middle of the ceiling and that over the center, I'm thinking, oh, these are serious cooks. They really are. Or if you see a bowl and it's got a bunch of like garlic and onions, you know they're always ready to dice and slice and boil and whatever and make stuff.
I have Angela assist me. I'll give her different tasks. But
she doesn't cook.
No, for the most part.
Like the dishes.
Yeah, so whatever, whether your kitchen is a place to watch TV or a place to really go all out. You got a couple of gourmet cooks in there. Thompson Price will put together the perfect kitchen for you, and not just for you, for your family, extended family, other people who are going to be using that kitchen. Same thing with the bathrooms. Same thing with the home entertainment room. But you have to contact them. You can go to the website, thompsonprice.com. You just walk right in the showroom. It's in De Pere. It's a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with the McAllister's Deli and the woman's store. Shoot, I just forgot it. TJ Maxx. Is that it?
Yeah. TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Women love that place, don't they? I don't know what the deal is. You can tell me one day. But that's where it is. And if you're anywhere else, you're in the wrong showroom. And they've got little signs that say something very important. Say, we only look expensive. And that's it's important that you remember that. It only looks expensive. You will get every dollar's worth. ThompsonPrice.com.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Big Friday on the Steve Cochran Morning Quickie. Josh should be back from the ballpark by then after his Thursday night drive-by. Well, he wouldn't actually drive by. He would have been at the game. And we'll break it all down for you heading into the weekend and set up your weekend with what movies you ought to see, what ones you ought to avoid, and more on the Friday Morning Quickie.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today?
University of Missouri Tiger Football is brought to you in part by Royal Gate Automotive Group with two locations, Ellis Ellisville, Missouri, and Columbia, Illinois. For the largest selection of Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Rams on both sides of the river, go online to RoyalGateDirect.com.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or MyKiaSt.Louis.com for details.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.